Now we'll move on to our old business. The first one under old business is case number 10,482. And this is a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements at Broke Hill Beach, Route 16, east of Bayfront Road.
Right. I'll hand this to Rick. This was received after the hearing, but let him look at that.
It's not staying on the table.
So what, it came in after the public hearing? Inadmissible. Did everyone get that, or just you?
Just the... Several members wanted to go down and take a look at it. Did you get to go down and take a look at it? Did you get to go look at it again? Yeah? Did you get a chance to look at it?
Oh, yeah. Yep, sure did.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I can appreciate that, you know, you might want to, because the house is in disrepair, I can appreciate, and it's already built into the setbacks, I can appreciate wanting to at least rebuild within the same setbacks or within the same footprint. But this is asking an awful lot. I guess what I don't understand is why it, I'm not a designer, so. But why it's got to be turned and not in line with existing.
I thought part of that testimony was for the holding tank.
Oh, that's right. That's right, it was. You're right.
Yep.
I was really disappointed to not just this property, but all the others. We're disappointed to hear that the septic system is washed out into the bay. It's unfortunate that it happened, but I think that something would have been done before that. It did happen. Base polluted enough, contaminated. I'm sure that the opposition's biggest problem is that somebody wants to build a house that's going to block their view. And the question that there is a buildable lot there. And it's allowed to be, 45 feet high?
42.
High.
Above base flood elevation.
Yeah.
The other thing about that is, you know, Denerec has granted permission to put a holding tank. If it were as strict as they can be, I would think that if there were problems from that end, that would pretty well squelch the possibility of
building. Right.
And that's the way I look at it, yeah.
Yeah, they went through all that, but, you know, Denerec approved it. So. I mean, they've done their homework in that regard to it. And normally they come in and they got to go there after they come here, but they've gone and done all that, and Denerec approved it.
not only for, I believe there was testimony not only for this home, but for the others that were involved in Washington.
And you better believe they got some stringent requirements that they gotta be from Dunrat, you know, for putting it in there and putting extra concrete in around it and holding it with. I just had a couple people that come to my head, some down on the south and the north end, you know, Dunrat, and they're right on the water. And they let them put theirs in with, and they really had to go through a lot to get it in there with. But they, I mean, they were allowed to do it with, but they don't just not get one, put in your backyard, just go get one. You know, I heard some testimony where, you know, they're afraid they're gonna come up and float. Well, if they do, I'm gonna tell you what, it's gonna have to be a bad storm from coming up.
Lawrence, what's the county's feeling on parking in an alley?
What, a single family house? It's not really an issue. They're in these cases, typically they park under the unit. Mm-hmm. You just have to have off street parking for the unit. Basically, there are two spaces per house.
That's the only requirement.
Yeah, it doesn't say you have to have more.
Right, and that's usually right under
single family home, so you have to have two spaces, basically.
Right, and that I think they had already addressed.
Well, they said there was space to park.
I haven't looked at the house plan, but typically in those cases they're underneath.
The existing is only, it's less than 2 feet from the property line on one corner, but.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, from the property line, about 14 feet to the high water mark.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe they have all agency approvals.
Yeah, everyone.
Said the board.
Everything but us. They were going and done it with
that. I just asked Sue that question. I assumed, I didn't know if they had beach preservation approval or not.
Yeah. Yeah, most of them they come here first and then go the other way. That's what John and I was talking about. You know, they went out and done it all and got everything prior to coming here. Mm-hmm. And I was even Dunrat. So they put a lot of time and effort in it, that's for sure.
Most of what they want to build. Most of what they want to build. Although the steps would come out to the existing structures, encroaching towards the alley.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the, anything else they want to build beyond the building setback line is on the sides.
Well, I don't think they've met everything other than just ours to do it with. All their agencies that they've covered.
Yes, about parking. In this case, it would almost have to be under the unit. There's a wooden cesspool on one side and a holding tank on the other side. There isn't anywhere else to go but under.
Right.
But under.
Can't park on the street.
Mm-mm. And I do believe that they addressed that. I don't have that with me, but I feel more than comfortable in saying that.
Yeah, they
I wouldn't be saying that.
They said that there's space to park.
Yeah, I thought so.
Like, you know, I don't know many vehicles that 14 foot long, but
no. No, if they go over the truck,
line,
it's not,
from
huh?
The property line to the high water mark is about 14, 15 feet. So.
Yeah, I don't know many vehicles that long.
Anyway.
I mean, there might be, but
yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. But I'm comfortable with
it. There's no question about uniqueness.
Oh, definitely.
And, not too much you could build there
I don't
without
think.
Some sort of variance.
No.
Whether it's a minimum of board relief or not, that's debatable.
Yeah.
Not a house.
Well, I don't have any problem with it. How do you feel?
I think it'd be improvement. I don't have any problem with it at all. I went down and looked at it. I think it'd be fine.
No problem. Yeah.
What are we, the request is for?
Variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement.
So the sides are 7.8 and 6.2.
Right.
Because of the deck.
Right.
6.7.
No, we determined different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. 19.9 from the front instead of 18.
6.7.
Did we need the second? Did we need the second original variance?
What about the other side?
7.8.
7.8 and 6.2.
But I'm looking at something that suggests that it's 2 foot, 2 inches from the property line. Oh, that would be a 7.8, okay.
It's 7.8.
That would be a 7.8.
Right, okay, I'm with you.
So that's what they were, 7.8, 6.2, and 19.9. I think we went through them, right? Okay, that's what I got.
Yep.
Okay. Yep, there's no further discussion then. All the members seem to be concurring. I'll entertain a motion on case number 10,482.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10482. For the variance that we're asking for.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,482. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.